can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark?
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And we want to invite you, by the way, to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, freestateproject.org/libertyforum is where you want to go to get signed up at the early bird price. It's available now, and I think they'll probably keep this price until they announce one of the first, usually they change the price after they announce one of the first big keynote speakers, so none of the biggest speakers have been announced quite yet, so get in while you still can, because it's going to be good. I've heard some rumors about who these keynotes might be. Probably going to be pretty exciting. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use this discount code, 2009FTL. It's all one word, 2009FTL, and get a 10% discount off the already low $199 early bird pricing. Of course, that doesn't include your travel expenses or hotel or anything like that. It's just for the conference, and it's a really great opportunity to network with not only liberty-oriented luminaries like John Taylor Gatto, Angela Keaton, Mark Stevens, Will Buchanan, Anthony Gregory, and Adam Kokesh, and more, but also hundreds of liberty-oriented people are going to be in attendance, many of them already living here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, many of them considering moving to New Hampshire. It's one of the, I think, best liberty networking opportunities all year long. It's one of the biggest conventions focusing on liberty that you'll probably ever attend, and if you like liberty, you should come out and join us, because we're going to be broadcasting live the entire thing.
It's a lot of fun.
freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Last hour, we were actually updating you on some of the, legal cases, for lack of a better term, than of some of the free staters that have moved up here and unfortunately have been targeted by various elements of the government. We've seen the federal government targeting people for things like handing out flyers. And just recently, another man was targeted because he was, he had a gun in his belt while he was driving. So nobody's
in a state where open carry is legal.
Right. These are not this is nothing that threatens anyone. It's nothing dangerous or anything like that. It's just that certain entities don't like the idea that their power is being threatened. They don't like the idea that these folks are coming here and they're not bowing down completely to their so-called authority. And what we really need to solve this problem is more non-cooperation, in my opinion. I know, Mark, you'll point out that there's a lot of good political activism going on. So if you're not ready to take the steps into the world of non-cooperation, cooperation or civil disobedience, there's a lot that you can do here. In fact, there's far more, I would say, in the realm of the political than there is in the realm of civil disobedience.
Heck of a lot more happening here, and as far as politics, liberty and politics than any other place.
So get here and get active and get with whatever it is you feel comfortable. Because obviously not everybody wants to end up inside a prison cell, but Kat Canning from the New Hampshire Free Press recently was there for her very first time. She is a civilly disobedient activist, a non-cooperative, and she was arrested for failure to obey, which basically means she was in an IRS office, silently sitting in a chair, holding a sign that said, "Taxes support torture." When she was ordered to leave, she didn't, because she wasn't bothering anybody. And then they threw her in jail for it for almost 2 weeks. So here's her experience. Being stuck in jail for 2 weeks, this according to the New Hampshire Free Press, "I thought I might as well report on prison conditions inside New Hampshire or in a New Hampshire jail from the inside. Merrimack County jail officials ignored my request for an interview, so I mostly have information from other prisoners. Approximately 80% of the people imprisoned in Merrimack County Jail are there because of drug problems." And she says, "I am including alcohol in this. Official reasons for arrest are varied, from driving under the influence to theft to violence, but all of them stem from the drug problem. The jail offers AA meetings and drug counseling, but recidivism rates remain extremely high. I spoke with one young woman who was 18. She referred to herself as a junkie. Her story and demeanor made it clear that she would do almost anything to get her drugs. I asked her what her life would be like if drugs were legal, and that she could, if she could go to the local pharmacy and pick up her drugs. The idea appeared surprising to her, but on reflection, she said she wouldn't have to be sneaking around doing illegal acts to get her fix. In countries where drugs have been decriminalized and drug addiction treated as a health problem rather than a crime, the crime rate has dropped significantly. According to the group Law Enforcement Against Prohibition," their website, leap.cc, by the way, that's leap.cc, "Leap says there's a strong argument that prohibition has caused or created many of the problems associated with the use or misuse of drugs. One option for the future would be to regulate drugs differently through either over-the-counter sales, licensed sales, or doctor's prescription. I talked, says Kat, to various women imprisoned at Merrimack County Jail about violence against the prisoners in the jail. From what they said and from what I saw, physical violence done by guards, such as when the guards threw me to the cement, was not common. Rape by guards in the jail was also not common, according to the women, but in Manchester's Valley Street Jail it happened quite a bit. I was surprised on being released to have an email from a group wishing to expose the prisoner abuse in Valley Street Jail. The group's website is valleystreetjail.com, and here are some of the abuses discussed on the site. Denied access to medical and dental treatment. Now, Mark, you spent 9 years in a Florida prison. Maybe you can this is a jail we're talking about, so there is a difference between prison and jail. Jails are usually for less than a year, long sentences, while prisons are for more than a year. Is that right?
Generally.
So
that's not true in every state and every case, certainly.
So, I mean, if you have any comparisons you want to make to some of these observations about the Valley Street Jail, would love to hear it.
Well, you know, I think that it's an issue of degrees. I mean, did I ever see inmates denied medical treatment? Sure, I did. But, you know, sometimes I agreed with the guard. I thought that guy was faking or whatever. You know, sometimes the guard would tell him to shut up, go back in your room or whatever. And certainly they'd get an opportunity within the next 24 hours to go. Sometimes people die when they don't get medical treatment within 24 hours, though. So, you know, I mean, it's an issue of degrees.
Requests to see the nurse, doctors, and dentist are almost always denied. No accessible grievance system in place. Medical treatment in the jail is a privilege and not a right. On one occasion, a female inmate...
certainly not the case in the Florida prison system.
On one occasion, a female inmate slipped and fell in the shower, broke her wrist, and was given ice and was told to calm down.
God.
To this day, she still has not been treated. This is a normal occurrence at the HCDOC, I guess Hillsborough County Department of Corrections. If you complain about injuries, pain, etc., most of the time you're punished in one way or another, like being locked down, loss of privileges, or being put into administrative segregation. Denied access to all medications. All inmates who are previously taking life-sustaining medications are almost always denied access to their much-needed medications, especially psychiatric drugs for bipolar, depression, and schizophrenic disorders.
This is horrifying.
Yeah, and most other physical diagnoses, such as thyroid diseases, AIDS, and many more.
This crap should not be going on in America.
If you're lucky enough to see medical, you might get Tylenol at best. Denial of grievance forms and or appeals. This facility thinks the written grievance and appeal system is a privilege and not a right. Therefore, grievance forms are very hard to obtain, and many times are never even submitted, lost, or ripped up right in front of the inmate. Again, a violation of federal law and the inmate's due process rights, as this is the only avenue the inmates have to the court system. With the Inmate Reform Act of 1995, this makes civil rights violations very hard to litigate and prove, leaving the inmate helpless and at the total mercy of the guards. Torture. Doris Sanbria is a former correctional officer that reported the abuse and torture of a female inmate. This case is still pending, Doris Sanbria versus Hillsborough County Department of Corrections. How long will this be allowed to go on? Well, this is not an isolated case, as there have been many others. Just this week, this was written in September of 2008, they tied a female inmate up to the restraint chair naked, otherwise known as the devil's chair. This woman thinks she's on fire, so she removes her clothing on a regular basis. After her arms and legs were restrained, the guards proceeded to mace her in front of the other inmates until she agreed to stop screaming. If this isn't torture, I'm not sure what is. And it's so normal now that they don't even try to hide it, as they did this in front of the other female inmates. This violates federal and state laws as well as international treaties.
Right, what's the point in macing somebody who's tied up to a chair? Really, what's the point in it?
It's punishment.
That's all it is. It doesn't, you know, the macing makes sense if somebody is violent or dangerous, but what's the point in making some noise? By the way, they would do this at the prison I was at, too.
They torture people?
Well, they would mace them for no real good reason. I mean, sometimes an inmate would be going, making noise in their confinement cell in K-dorm and kicking on the door and screaming and hollering and all that stuff. Now, one might be able to make the argument if they're in the room with another inmate that, and oftentimes they were, that, you know, macing was appropriate, although you'd have to mace the other inmate to get this guy out. But when they're by themselves in a room, what's the point in doing that? They're locked in.
1-800-259-9231. If you've got an experience you'd like to share from maybe your time in a jail cell, we'd love to hear from you. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free. Enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, include the bulletin board system. We got over 400,000 posts. It's an awful lot to talk about. So head over and get interactive for free over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
John Plaster talks about snipers, sniper history, and sniper training. Mark Hatmaker tells all about grappling, martial arts, and his grueling workouts at PaladinPodcast.com. PaladinPodcast.com is a service of Paladin Press. You browse over 900 books and DVDs on topics such as personal and financial freedom, Second Amendment issues, military history, self-defense, and more. Remember, it's PaladinPodcast.com.
As we continue here, we're going to take a break of this from this awful story about what exactly things are like in some of the New Hampshire jails, or at least a couple of particular jails, from our friend Kat Canning at the New Hampshire Free Press to break down secure calls. Have you been in jail? What was your experience like? Can you relate to what Kat is telling us about here? Let's go to Clinton in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Clinton. Clinton, you got to turn down your speakers, turn down whatever it is you're listening to out there. So you know that you're actually, if you're on hold, you need to listen on hold, not to whatever it is you are normally listening to. Are you there, sir?
Well, I couldn't hear that Paladin Press, so I turned it up because there's usually a lag time. What was that domain name as?
PaladinPodcast.com.
What's the second word after Paladin, please?
Podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T.
Oh, podcast.
Correct.
All right, thank you.
So what's on your mind tonight, Clinton?
What's that?
What's on your mind? Why were you calling tonight?
Am I speaking?
You're on the radio, sir.
Oh, excuse me. Thank you. I didn't hear you answer.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I spent all of the 1970s, except for about, 14 months, in prison system in Wisconsin.
Wow.
Two different prisons. And I didn't live in no room. I lived in a cell.
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard somebody say that they lived in a room, immediately that tells me they were in medium or minimum security.
I was at a level 3. It was considered the lowest of maximum.
Yeah, well, I was in prison. And I went through the Guantanamo Bay thing. I've been subjected to all kinds of torture. My whole life is significantly impacted by the experiences I was put through.
I bet.
With you see all that stuff that they show on the prison shows on the TV?
Mm-hmm.
I seen all of it. I went through all of it, and I survived all of it. Where do you want to start?
Well, what were you originally put in for, allegedly?
Well, the short story is that I had a brutal upbringing, and I started using drugs and selling drugs at 15.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was in a drug lifestyle and crime to support that, and I went and burglarized somebody who had stole a pound of pot from us. And I got caught doing the burglary. And I had an ounce of hashish in my back pocket. So the first time I went to a reformatory for those crimes.
And then you got out and you went back in?
Well, I got out and I started using heroin.
Oh, boy.
And I committed a crime with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
It was very psychologically interesting how this occurred and how crime actually occurs in the human behavior model, because the crime that I did was somewhat in retribution of something, again, that somebody did to me in the past, like mm-hmm. I inferred what happened when our pot was stolen. But that was an armed robbery for the second occurrence, and
I think it's interesting, before we get back into your jail experience, your prison experience, I think it's interesting that if it weren't for the war on drugs, if drugs had been legal, if they'd stayed legal throughout all of history, you probably would never have gotten into these situations, because all of the crimes that you're talking about, while they were violent in nature, certainly involving theft, they were only being done because of the war on drugs, because if it weren't for the war on drugs, no one would have ever had to have stolen a pound of pot from you, because CVS doesn't really have a problem with people ripping off their aspirin shipments, for instance. So all of these things could, all of your entire, you know, this awful experience that you've had could have been completely avoided had we not had this insane war on drugs. And yours is just yet another example of the endless strings of tragic circumstances and tragedies that we've seen springing from this terrible war on our friends and family members, which is all the war on drugs really is. It's just so sad, and I'm sorry that you had to go through all of that. What are some of the things you wanted to, if you had to think back on the decade or so that you were in prison, what are some of the things you'd want our listeners to know about?
Well, first, I'd agree with what you just said, but primarily there's something fundamental that even precedes that, which is the reason people even use substances like alcohol, pot, pills, heroin, or what have you. Lies, deception, power, you know what I mean? It's all about human behavior. So if I could say anything to people, I would say, you know, that education has a lot to do with most in all of what we do. But there's some really serious sociological factors that are occurring here, you know, that contribute to the reasons why a justice system has been created as an industry prey and create product and revenue, a slavery system.
That's really what it is. I mean, it is a system designed to funnel as many people through the system as possible. We've seen some stunning numbers that show that America, the so-called land of the free, has more people incarcerated than China or than any other Western country. I mean, it's just absolutely outrageous, but yet nobody seems to be outraged by it.
Some states don't use the convicts as much for slave labor as they just warehouse them and make all kinds of money off the federal government and the taxpayers by, you know, saying, well, we have to warehouse these people.
Right, the more
so
convicts,
it's a
the
warehousing
more
industry.
Yeah,
I have a question, please.
Yes, sir.
What's the fellow's name that was in prison that you're speaking with?
My name's Mark.
Mark?
Yeah.
Did you, were there any riots when you were incarcerated?
I was in a youthful offender prison, so there were riots on a regular basis for a while.
Fights. But I mean like riots, wholesale breakdown of the institution.
Well, you know, what they called riots at the institution, where they would bring in the guards with the sticks and the big clear shields, happened probably more than a dozen times. But,
over 9 years?
You know, maybe
at the most
an officer got pushed over or something, you know. I mean, we're not talking about inmate-on-officer riots. We're talking about inmates cliques fighting with each other over who got to watch the Sunday morning cartoons.
Talking about what I've experienced, I went through two of them, total lockdowns where the total control of the institution was lost, and there were beatings, stabbings, rapes. I'm talking a riot, not the crap that they show on a cartoon TV, because they're showing these prison programs on the cable stations these days. I'm sure you fellas have seen some of that.
Yeah, I've seen Oz.
But they're not really showing some of the instances of the riots that really occur. The reason I asked this question is I wondered what your observations were regarding race and what you observed during the riot.
Thank you.
Specifically, what I observed is that
We don't have time to get to that, but we'll get to your answer, and I thank you for the call. Observations in regards to race from prison. You'll share those with us here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at fuelsaverinc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
A pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki, over 1,800 pages, created by listeners like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive for free. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections. They do early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
1-800-259-9231. Just got off the phone with Clinton, who spent about a decade of his life in prison back in the 70s. And he was asking you, Mark, as another man who spent nearly a decade of your life in behind bars or in a cage, as to what your experience was like with race as far as in the midst of riots. And I think he was getting at there was the idea that we've seen in, you know, the big government, the rest of the government outside of just the prison system, but government in general, that what it likes to do is pit interest groups against one another.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine you had a similar experience when you were in prison, in that there were these different cliques, which are probably divided on race lines, and they pitted against one another.
And
right?
Individually divided, because the prison I was at was it was 4 blacks to 1 white, and some of those whites were Cubans.
Mm-hmm.
So, dividing along racial lines for whites and Cubans certainly made some sense, but the blacks would then divide into sub-areas of geographically. I met maybe one or two people that I ever knew in the free world in prison, and, you know, I didn't know them very well and didn't care very much for them. Mm-hmm. However, some of these guys, you know, in some of the poorer income areas, they're sweeping up whole blocks. I mean, these guys, a lot of them knew each other, so it makes sense that they would hang out together. But It would have been a really bad idea for any of the other racial groups to decide I'm going to fight the black people in the prison I was in, because it was 4-1, 5-1 sometimes, 6-1 sometimes. It wouldn't have made any sense at all. So that generally didn't happen. You know, there was some kind of they divided into groups. There was some people had more enmity against other groups than others. You know, hung out mostly with white guys and that kind of thing. But however, I had some black roommates, and I got to pick my roommates because of, you know, my job and that kind of thing. I managed to you know, move up in sort of the ranking system there, and I was able to pick my roommates. And sometimes I pick black guys because the guy, you know, the guy we're talking about individually was a really good guy. I mean, yeah. There was no. I tried not to make those distinctions. I did make those distinctions, but you know, I'm better at making, you know, those distinctions now. My best friend in the world's black, so
that's good. 800-259-9231. That as we continue here, the Muslim monarchist is on the line in California. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, what's up, guys? I wanted to give you an update about my traffic citation.
Can you give us a recap real quick?
Yeah, I got a speeding ticket in a county that's like a two-hour drive away from me, and then when I tried to pay the ticket, they wouldn't let me, and then when I tried to find out about the court date, they said they didn't have a traffic court, and that I should just call in every 2 weeks and wait for the officer to file the citation, and he has about a year to do it.
Sweet.
So after sort of their utter incompetence, I felt a little more comfortable writing in a letter where I pretty much said, like, I explained my experience so far. And I wasn't really being confrontational. I was kind of playing stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically asked, like, if I don't have this money and I can't appear in court, what am I supposed to do? Right?
Good question.
And so I got a response. And what it says is that I can file a trial by declaration, which means that I write my defense out on these forms that they've sent me, and they will make a decision without me and send me their response by mail, right?
Okay.
So
it doesn't sound like it would go very good for you. However, showing up doesn't seem to really matter either way.
No, it's really just a show trial anyway. Either way you cut it.
It gets better, actually. I mean, Keep in mind, my intention is not to beat the ticket. My intention is to waste their time, right? So it says, first off, it tells me that I have to pay the bail before I can contest the ticket, which strikes me as absurd. Right, because that basically means, like, I have to be punished before I can be tried.
Yeah, well, that way they've already got your money, so it's all pretty much over.
This is the fun part, though. Down here in the legalese where you sign your trial by declaration, says, I know, let me see, where does it say this? By filing a declaration in the trial by declaration, you are waiving and giving up the rights to remain silent and not incriminate yourself. I understand and agree that by making any statement, I am giving up and waiving that right and privilege. So basically, if I respond, I no longer have the right to remain silent.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
So this is the part that's really interesting if you want to go the legalese route, and that is that they say twice, they say giving up and waiving, and then they say right and privilege. These are different things.
This is true.
A right and a privilege is different. Giving up and waiving is apparently different. So which is it?
Am I giving up
Maybe
or am
both.
I waiving my right
more.
Or my privilege?
What? No, wait. What is the exact phraseology again?
By filing a declaration in a trial by written declaration, you are waiving and giving up the right to remain silent and not incriminate yourself.
So you're waiving the right to remain silent and you're giving up your privilege to not incriminate yourself? Is that
I guess so.
The way it's written? I guess, but isn't the Fifth Amendment, doesn't the Fifth Amendment essentially enshrine the right to not, to the right against self-incrimination?
Well, I suppose you could write on the declaration,
all rights reserved.
I didn't do this or something. You know, you could write something very brief and then reserve the right to be silent beyond that or whatever.
I wonder what would happen if you wrote all rights reserved down there before you signed your name.
Well, I was just going to cross it off when I sign it. And see what they do with that.
If you're willing to take that risk, I mean,
they're going to take my money either way. If I contest the ticket, they take my money. If I don't contest the ticket, they take my money. So I figure there's no harm in contesting the ticket and playing with the forms.
Yeah, I think you're right
about
that.
They're going to take it either way.
Yeah,
right?
If you're going to cut them a check, you might as well play with them a little bit.
So here's you guys mentioned the legal definition of terrorism.
Yeah.
And So I went ahead and I looked it up, and this is actually defined in the U.S. Code of Federal Regulations, and it says, the use of force or violence against persons or property to intimidate or coerce a government or a civilian population or any segment thereof in the furtherance of a political or social objective. So I'm going to include a check for this, cross out the parts I don't like, and basically write them a letter that says that they are using or threatening the use of force or violence against me to further their social objective.
This is true.
And so if they're willing to admit that this fulfills their definition of terrorism, I'm willing to pay their bail.
I love it. I think it's a great idea. And you're absolutely right. I mean, what governments do is terrorism. And that's how they rule. They rule by terror.
They absolutely do. I was posting something on a BBS recently, just for fun. It was kind of meant to screw with some bureaucrats out there. And my wife happened to be in the room and look, and she's like, "Don't do that." Like, why?
Yeah.
Well, you don't need them paying attention to you. She's scared.
She's scared, sure.
They have terrorized her.
That's right. The way my parents have responded also. When I talk to them about the citation, they're just like waiting for me to pay it because they're terrified, right?
Mm-hmm.
So long story short, I feel like I'm succeeding because this form was obviously filled out by a real person with a real pen. So
right.
I'm obviously wasting somebody's time.
Congratulations, pal.
Well, if they're going to waste your time and force you to spend all this money, you might as well waste some of their time back. It makes sense. I think it's been an interesting case so far, and I wish you good luck. Will you let us know what happens?
I will.
Thanks, Muslim Non-Archist. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We need people like him here in New Hampshire so he doesn't have to go about this alone. So you can have other people that you could consult with. You can, you know, post your – I mean, you can do this anyway because it's the Internet, but better when they're actually close by and you can actually go and meet up with them and they can actually come to whatever trial you might be having or whatever they're calling a trial. And
for many of them, this is just their kind of hobby.
1-800-259-9231 is the number. You can bring up anything. We'll go back to the realm of the prison cell, and we'll tell you a little bit more about what it's like to be in jail up here in a few of the jails here in New Hampshire. And take your calls as well about whatever you want. You can dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutraceutical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
Benjamin Franklin once said, "Anyone willing to trade liberty for security deserves neither liberty nor security." Now, Mercer Films brings you Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
Uncivil Liberties, the movie that will transport you to a society where the government monitors the moves of every citizen in the name of national security.
The whole country's on a bus. The crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
UncivilLiberties.com, because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board with the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month. We take that in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations across the country, and expand and bring the message of freedom and liberty to as many ears as possible. We're also doing outreach on the Internet to bring more Internet listeners on board. So if you like the idea of helping other people find this show, the AMP program is the best way to go about doing that. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up today. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So we go back to the story from the New Hampshire Free Press about what exactly it's like for somebody who's in the New Hampshire jail system, or at least a couple of the jails. I suppose there's a possibility that certain jails are operated differently. I mean, different superintendents and all that.
I'd call that an extreme likelihood.
Well, they're talking about one jail in particular. Now, Kat was in a different jail. She did say that in her jail, the Merrimack County Jail, about 80% of the people imprisoned there were there because of drug problems. She did encounter some violence at the hands of some of the prison guards. So inevitably, some of this stuff probably is spread around. But what we're reporting on here at this segment of the article is from the Valley Street Jail, which is in Manchester. And some of the things that are going on there are just absolutely outrageous. Mark, as we talked earlier, valleystreetjail.com outlines a number of the issues. People are consistently being denied access to medical and dental treatment, access to all medications. They're being denied grievance forms and or appeals. They're being tortured. One woman was tied up to a restraint chair while naked. They were
pepper sprayed her.
Right, were pepper spraying this woman. Her arms and legs were restrained as the guards proceeded to mace her in front of the other inmates until she agreed to stop screaming. This violates federal laws as well as international treaties. How they can think they're so untouchable, they can do this in front of so many witnesses. The reason is simple. No one cares. And they've gotten away with it for so many years.
The reason, I mean, essentially they are.
Even the people we elect and pay to care about such atrocities look the other way. In fact, on this website, they've tried to get some of the bureaucrats or the elected city bureaucrats to actually look into some of these allegations, and they're just brushed under the rug and they're ignored. I mean, it's the government backing up the government, as it always is. And so I think that one of the
things... Well, not always in these cases, but often enough that they can get away with it for a long period of time.
Right. Well, I think that what we need to see happen here is more activists come here into New Hampshire. We just have more activists spreading around doing various different things. I hope that we'll see some activists really take this, you know, take up the mantle of treatment of prisoners. Be the people that care about these guys, because... This is a reality. When you get thrown in the in a prison cell, for the most part, wherever you are, you're lucky if mom comes and sees you in prison. You really get to find out who your friends are. You're lucky if people write you letters, you know. And so it's easy to be forgotten about. And many of these people have been forgotten about. And so if they're being tortured and they're being mistreated, they have no one they can tell about it. They have no one they can confide in, no one they can trust, no one who would know what to do even if they were told about what was going on. So I think what we need to see is more people watching what's going on in the so-called justice system. And I don't just mean in the prison cells. And I don't know how that one could go about doing that, because these prisons won't let people in with cameras. Apparently, from what Kat says, the Monadnock prison, which is where around where we live, will let people in with cameras, but some of these other ones won't. So I don't know how you'd go about doing that. I guess you'd have to do like a civil disobedience thing where you basically tell the prison, look, I want to come in and record what your prison is like as a member of the media, and if you want to stop me, you're going to have to throw me in a prison cell, sort of like how Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com did with the ban on panning cameras in courtrooms. But I think we should have people going into these courts on a more regular basis and sitting in, even on cases where we don't know the people. I mean, right now we only have enough activists to really respond when they attack one of our other activist friends. But I think it'd be great if we could have people going in. I remember, Mark, when we lived down in Florida, there was this group of busybodies. And I forget what the name of their group was, but essentially they'd all wear the same color shirt. They had their little, you know, custom-made shirts they'd wear. And they'd go into courtrooms, and their purpose was to encourage the judges to give harsher sentences.
Stop.
So, no, to encourage.
Stop. The name of the organization is STOP.
And what does it stand for?
Stop Turning Out Prisoners.
There you go. Those people, they wanted to encourage harsher sentences for people like drug abusers, nonviolent consensual criminals. So I think we should have something like the opposite up here in New Hampshire, where people go in and they stay seated for the judge. They don't stand for the judge, and they're there maybe handing out literature to the other people in the courtrooms, turning going to court into an outreach occasion instead of just going to defend our activist buddies, which is really all we can do at this moment because we just don't have enough people here. So maybe some of those of you who are on the way to New Hampshire will keep that in mind as something that you could perhaps spearhead, because to my knowledge, nobody's doing stuff like that right now here in New Hampshire yet. And there are a lot of people that would appreciate someone giving a damn about them, even if you're total strangers to them, I think. Let's continue. Custodial sexual misconduct. Male guards do extended body searches on female prisoners, which border on groping. Pat search procedures surely do not include fondling of the breasts or other private parts of the body. The guards are constantly performing excessive and unnecessary strip searches on inmates just because they can. This, to me, is custodial sexual misconduct in any book you look in. An investigation of current and past female inmates would happily attest to this in a court of law, as with all the infractions listed here, or just look at documented U.S. District Court cases. Public and inmate safety. Laundry duty is performed by inmates. They're not given detergent to wash clothes. They only get baking soda, which is not sufficient to address the concerns spread of disease. Above, since all undergarments are shared with each inmate, yes, this week's panties may be the one Sally wore last week. Sally, who has hepatitis, and you must wear them or you're punished and can do nothing about it. If you try or you refuse, you are reprimanded and locked up in solitary for days at a time. Again, equal protection and cruel and unusual punishment come to mind here. Public and inmate safety. Sleeping areas and mattresses, again, are never washed and are shared among all incoming and current inmates. This would account for the high amount of staph infections and parasites at the facility, which, of course, are left untreated.
Yeah, prisons are festering disease holes. I mean, some of them are certainly better than others, but... Yeah, it's not good. The thing that's most dangerous to you in life are these other human beings that carry around all the diseases that you can get. And then you put them in close proximity like they do in prisons and jails?
Well, one of the things they do to supposedly keep bacteria and virus to a minimum is keep the jail cold, and that's the next issue. The jail temperature is a constant 58 degrees, and I'm not sure if you've ever known anyone with muscular or fibroid diseases or even arthritis. This temperature can be very, very painful with someone with severe fibroid diseases, especially when you're sleeping on a steel slab with little more than a sleeping bag as padding. 58 degrees is far below the American Disabilities Act regulations. I was talking to one former inmate that was there during the winter months, and he said he almost had a half inch of ice on his cell wall. The purpose is twofold and designed to make the inmate suffer needlessly, as well as keeping bacteria and viruses to a minimum. Constant verbal abuse. The female inmates at this facility are constantly being verbally abused by the guards, being called effing bitches and other vulgarities on a regular basis.
Nice.
This slowly and constantly strips the female inmates of any dignity they may have left. These are human beings, not animals, and many of these inmates are young kids, 18, 19 years old, who have made mistakes. They're not career criminals. Guards accepting bribes. It's a common occurrence for guards to accept even request items from inmates from the inmates' commissionaire in exchange for additional privileges. This leaves the question of what else has been used as bribes and what is the monetary value that they're willing to do. A bribe is a bribe, no matter if it's a 5-cent fireball, sexual favors, or $1,000. So the major complaint, this back to Kat Canning from the New Hampshire Free Press, from the women of the jail was about health care. Incoming prisoners are subjected to sudden withdrawal from psychotropic drugs, which is extremely dangerous. While I was at the prison, one of the prisoners committed suicide. I don't know if it was due to sudden withdrawal or other reasons, but stopping these medications abruptly can give people suicidal impulses. One woman I spoke with couldn't get her prescription given to her until her blood pressure rose to dangerous levels. I witnessed another woman being given inappropriate psychotropic drugs, causing her to act crazy until she decided to discontinue them. One evening, a young woman had some medical problem which caused her to lose consciousness. She hit the cement hard, lay there knocked out cold. Minutes later, Corporal Saucier made her get up and walk out of the room. When a fellow prisoner suggested the woman needed a stretcher or wheelchair, she was punished for speaking out. Not being able to imagine how anyone could stand locking people up like animals as a livelihood, I asked why people become prison guards. The guards I chatted with viewed their jobs as helping people rather than punishing them. One guard spent a lot of time encouraging people to go to the AA meetings or the other addiction meetings and pointed out how they had helped some prisoners by teaching them new skills. Some prisoners arrive having never made a bed or with no experience at keeping a room clean, for instance. More on the way. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. E-Chapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapterOne.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, ChapterOne.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.